When do you start? Ah, yes, 1 minute, 35. Okay, please have a seat. We have to begin. Do as you can. There is. All right. Hi, everybody, again. We meet Volker Kose. He will explain us what he's doing on KDE, and he's come from Germany, and we're very pleased to welcome him. Go on.
Thank you. Okay, so hello. I'll talk a bit about how we use public transport information in KDE itinerary. So what is this? KDE is a big open source community, so not a transport operator for once here. We do all kinds of stuff. You can find us in the K building on the second level to look at a few things we do. And one of the things we do is a transport assistance app called Itinerary. So in that, you can import any kind of travel-related things like flights, train trips, bus trips, hotel reservations, event tickets, etc. And that is then grouped together and put into a timeline, so you have all the relevant information at hand when you need them. And we augment that with whatever might be helpful along the way, like the weather forecast as the obvious example. Since we don't really have a lot of time, I'll have to dive right into what we do with public transport data. You'll see some of the features along the way then. So the first problem is we need to actually understand where you want to go, ideally without you having to enter that manually, but by reusing documents or material you already have. In the best case scenario, that material has machine-readable annotations about your trip. That's something that Gmail has been promoting, but outside of airlines, I think in Europe at least, we have only seen that for Flixbus and Trainline. So none of the major railway operators, for example, have that. But there is a second best thing, and that is the ticket barcodes. Most, not all of them, but luckily most contain some information about the trip. And especially in international use, they are somewhat standardized. So we actually have a chance to understand what's in them. The probably most well-known one is the one from airline boarding passes. That is a single standard that works globally. So that is the absolute best case scenario. Only one thing we have to implement. For railways, we don't have that luxury. But the European Railway Agency has at least defined a few standards that are in use in Europe for international travel and in some countries also domestically. The complexity of those standards varies greatly. Airline boarding passes, for example, that is a simple ASCII string that is almost human readable. That's as easy as it gets. The latest iteration from the European Railway Agency for the international tickets here, the flexible content barcode, that is 2,000 lines of ASN1 specification defining 300 or so mostly optional fields with some unaligned packed encoding representation. So awesome to debug, but extremely powerful. That's the ultimate other end of complexity then. Just because it is standardized doesn't automatically mean this is also all openly available. Again, the your railway agency is the good example here. They have that on the website. If something is missing, you ask them, they put it on the website. Perfect. Some of the other organizations ask you for unreasonable amounts of money to get a PDF or require you to be a member. And for that, you need to be an airline or a railway agency, which we are not. Some of those systems have cryptographic signatures, which we usually don't care about because we only care where you travel, not if the ticket is actually valid. But in one case, the VDVE ticket used in some areas in Germany and Luxembourg, the signature and the content is somewhat intermixed, so we actually need to decode that. And just because something is called a public key doesn't mean it's actually public on the website. In this case, we got lucky. Extensive internet search found a 100-page PDF in a location where it probably shouldn't have been, containing a screenshot where we found an URL pointing to an LDAP server on which we found the keys. It can be quite messy to work with this stuff. Most of the standards have operator-specific extensions. Those, of course, are then not documented. For the final point, is there anyone from Trenitalia here? Too bad, I have questions for them. Then, of course, there's also a set of proprietary codes where our only option is reverse engineering. For that, we rely on donations of sample tickets because, I mean, everything we do is very much focused on privacy, so runs on your own device. We never get your actual tickets. So we need them donated, right, to work with them. The ones listed here, for those we have more or less understanding. Some we get enough out of it to work already. For some, we can barely prove that there is actually travel relevant data in there, but we have no way of decoding that. For me, the most frustrating one is SBB, because that is a fairly comprehensive format. We understand most of it, apart from the date time fields. And without of that, it is pretty much useless, right? So